This is the Radio Alabama Sports Leadoff Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you in Montgomery for the Central Regional Tournament. And we're down to one game. The Fayetteville Lady Wolves will take on old area foe, the Woodland Bobcats, to see who will punch their ticket to Oxford to state playoffs or who will end their season. And, of course, we're going to have the starting lineups in your first pitch. When we come back, you're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Prime supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Well, it's Fayetteville and Woodland to see who will punch their ticket to Oxford. The Woodland Bobcats, the Lady Cats, will be the home team in this game. They'll start as follows. Alyssa Taylor will lead off and catch. Ella Waits will play center field and bat second. Batting third would be Skylar Van, the shortstop. Batting in the cleanup position and in the circle for Coach Shelton and the Cats will be Rayleigh Williams. Batting fifth, playing right field, will be Emma Ellsbury. Batting sixth and playing second base will be Lily Kirby. And batting seventh and playing left field will be Lucy Phillips. Batting eighth, Kinsey McDaniel. She'll be in third over on the hot box at third base. And playing first and batting ninth will be Caitlin Davidson. For your Lady Wolves, their head coach is Coach Winchester Shearer. And they are one step away from getting to Oxford, and of course they're going to have to defeat a team they've yet to do in four tries this year. The Fayetteville Lady Wolves will start like this. Lauren Cook will be in the circle. She'll be bat first. Batting second, playing third over to hot box will be Bella Epperson. Batting third, playing shortstop will be Taylor Hammonds. Fourth will be Lakin Jones behind the plate. Fifth will be Lucy Epperson at second base. Sixth will be Charlotte Kelly. She'll be out in center field. And batting seventh will be Addison Stanley over at first. Batting eighth, Emma Pate out in right field. And batting ninth will be Henley McGinnis out in left field. Those are your starting lineups. We've had our coaches meeting at the plate, waiting on Fayetteville to get a little warm-up in. Woodland has just got through playing, where they defeated University Charter 15-0 in four innings. So they are set and ready to go, just getting them some refreshments and sitting down and cooling off for a few minutes, and they'll be ready to go. So we'll get this game started here in just a couple of minutes, and that's going to do it for our Radio Alabama Sports leadoff show. We'll step aside and come back with your first pitch. It's Fayetteville and Woodland for the opportunity to go to Oxford to the state tournament. The loser, their season's over with. We'll have it for you when we come back. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Batayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Well, the hay is in the barn. Both of these teams with one loss in this tournament, so punching their ticket earlier today by defeating the Lady Wolves was Maplesville. The Devils are already probably home by now and resting and getting ready for next week. I think 1A will play Wednesday over at Chocolate Park in Oxford. While we've got just a second, let's step aside. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network is on Kicks 100.3, WYEA and W262DI Sylacauga Childersburg, and WSGN HD3 Stewartville.
So here we go. Lauren Cook will step in, and she will take on Rayleigh Williams. Rayleigh in the circle for the Lady Cats. And we are just set to get underway in the final game of the 1A Central Region. And Lauren fouls one back up over the net, behind the plate, out of play. 0-1. See Mr. Pinson down below. Here in attendance for these Lady Wolves. Did Lauren go? They'll say no. That pitch was outside, 1-1. And I'll tell you that Williams just got through pitching against University Charter about 15 minutes ago. And, you know, these girls, most of them play travel ball, and if they pitch, they're out there all day. And there's a foul back into the screen again. One ball, two strikes now on Lauren Cook. Fayetteville got here by defeating Autauga Academy and University Charter yesterday. They lose to Maplesville, who's headed home and on their way to Oxford. That pitch is high, and Lauren laid off of it, 2-2. So there's a lot of people listening back at the school and back in Talladega County. Glad you're aboard with us. Dave McCurley, in the last game of this regional tournament for either one of these teams. That one's going to be fouled up down the left field line. It'll get out of play, and it'll stay 2-2. First batter of the game, and think we'll get that ball back in from outside. And I guess we'll use it. Nope, we'll throw it away. They'll get another ball, and we'll be ready to go. So the 2-2 count on Lauren Cook. We need to get off to a good start here against this team. Has defeated us four times, and that one is way outside. And it's 3-2. And, you know, we mentioned this with Childersburg and Thorsby. Childersburg was 4-0 against Thorsby. Thorsby got the better of them on Tuesday and ended their season. Let's hope Fayetteville can do the same here. And there's a good start to the first inning as Lauren Cook gets on base with a walk. And one of the things that I'm sure Coach Shearer decided to tell his team is be selective with these pitches, make her pitch a lot of pitches, because she has, hey, this is her third game today. It's been back-to-back-to-back as they were put into the loser's bracket yesterday. That pitch is high to Bella Epperson, and it's 1-0. And like I said, two of the meetings between these two teams have been kind of the Bobcats got the better of them in a lopsided way, but the other two, and that one's inside, it's 2-0. The other two games have been very close. As a matter of fact, the regular season meeting at the Ville went into extra innings. So they're capable of being beaten. There's a swing and a miss at a 2-0 pitch by Bella. Good cut, but she come up empty, 2-1. Nobody out. Lauren Cook at first after a leadoff walk. Williams looks in the dugout and takes her time. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it's over the outside part of the plate, 2-2. Outfield pretty much straight away, and a little deep in right, but straight away. Infield back in the middle, and even at the bag at the corner. And there's a late swing by Bella, but she fouled it away. It'll stay 2-2. Runner first is Lauren Cook. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. As I mentioned, it would be really good if we could jump out front here in the first inning. There is called strike three. And that pitch might have been a little high to Bella, but too close to be taken. So that's out number one. Here comes Taylor Hammonds, who had a big hit back in that game against Maplesville earlier this morning that we lost. And she swings and misses at strike one. You know, Fayetteville's been kind of sitting around ever since about 10:45 this morning, and been keeping cool, staying under the pavilion, eating fruit, getting up and getting around a little bit at times, but pretty much staying off their feet. And that pitch is high, 1-1. I've been down there with them in the cool sun. It's no different from guy that has to climb up top to do these games. There's a late swing by Taylor. She was fooled on the pitch, and it's now one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch to Taylor Hammonds from Williams. Here it comes, and there's another strikeout as this one is swinging by Taylor Hammonds. That's out number two, and Lakin Jones will step in with the runner at first. Lauren got a walk to start us off, and now there's been two strikeouts back-to-back, and need to try to push Lauren around a little bit. And that one's fouled back into the screen by Jones, 0-1. Your hope is that maybe Williams might tire out, but to that same effect, Lauren Cook will be pitching her fourth game in 2 days. This will be number five for Williams. There's a foul back into the screen, 0-2. And so far, she's looking sharp. She looks to try and strike out the side. Let's see if Lakin can change that. The 0-2 popped up. over toward third in foul territory. And putting that away over there is McDaniel for out number three. So we get a leadoff walk. Can't do anything with it. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. There's no score between Fayetteville and Woodland. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Going back to work, bottom of the first inning. Fayetteville unable to get anything going in the top of the first, so it'll be 1, 2, and 3 due up for the Bobcats. Taylor Waits and Van. And Lauren Cook on for her fourth game of pitching in 2 days. And maybe she can be on, and let's see if we can't try to get to Oxford next week. Here's Alyssa Taylor, the catcher. She's up there to lead things off. And she takes high for ball one. That looked about like the pitch that Bella Epperson got called out on. So, see if there's any inconsistencies. But so far, the umpire here has been great. That's a little slow dribbler to third. They'll never throw her out. That's as good as a bunt. She swung fully, but, I mean, that's just a swinging bunt right there, and that's a base hit for Taylor. And that's going to bring up Ella Waits. And now Coach Shearer is out there to protest something, and the two umpires are going to talk about this. I don't know if this is going to change anything. I don't even know what the argument is about. And they're going to make her come back and hit again. So what's the call, Jay? Okay, so it was a foul ball, and Coach Shearer, give him a lot of credit. He came out of that dugout real quickly, wasn't arguing, just asking, got an appeal, and she'll come back to the plate again with a one ball and one strike count, Will Taylor. She fouls one back into the screen, so now it's one ball and two strikes. No argument whatsoever from Coach Shelton over there in the third base box, and so obviously the right call has been made. Give Coach Shearer a lot of credit there. That is called strike three, so it works out, and we get a strikeout for out number one. Credit that out to Coach Winchester Shearer. Obviously that ball that she hit out in front of into down the third base line a little bit was off the plate. So that's out number one here in the top of the first. That'll bring up Waits now with one out, nobody on. She takes high for ball one. She's batting in the left-handed box. Waits playing center field. Our center fielder is kind of shifted over toward right field just a little bit. And, of course, that's Charlotte Kelly, and that's high again. Ball two, 2-0 now to Waits. It'll be Waits and then Van. Let's see if we can't get a 1-2-3 inning. That one high again. And it's 3-0 on Waits. Three balls and no strikes on Waits. She squares the bunt, but she'll take strike one. She was taken all the way, of course. Good pitch by Lauren Cook. Outfield kind of shifted over toward the right field line, all three of them in a big hole out in left center field. Definitely a pull hitter, and that's not going to matter because there's ball four. And the first walk of the game that Lauren Cook has given up comes to the second batter. So one on, one out now for Skylar Van, the shortstop. And a lot of times in these tournament-style games, you can get a team who has played consistently, and there's a take and a attempted steal, and it's going to be safe, I think. Waits might have been out had Taylor Hammonds been able to hold on the ball. That throw was right on the ground. I think Waits kind of slid into it. So now with a one-ball count, runner at second will one out. And Van swinging and missing at strike one, 1-1. I was going to say, a lot of times in these tournament-style settings, you can get a team that has stepped off the field and been hot. They're a hard team to face. They hit the ball against Charter, I'm telling you. There's a long fly ball out in the left field, playable, and putting it away for out number two is going to be Henley McGinnis. And so now two outs, and that'll bring up Rayleigh Williams, the pitcher. So runner on second, one out after the walk and the stolen base, and a strikeout and a flyout. Let's see if we can't get out of this and go get some runs and try to take the lead. And there's a ground ball down toward third that's going to be foul, and that is strike one on Williams. So, Waits at second, two outs. Here's the pitcher, Rayleigh Williams, with a 0-1 count. That ball's outside, 1-1. Winner of this game, as I mentioned, punches their ticket to an 8-team state tournament starting next week. I think it's on Wednesday that 1A starts at Chocolaca Park in Oxford. Here's the 1-1, drilled down that left field line. It's going to be way foul, but that would have been warning track length, but it's foul, and it's nothing but a long strike. One ball, two strikes. People still coming in and going out. A lot of these teams going home with their season ended. That one in the dirt, and there's a nice stop by Lakin Jones to keep that runner at second base, and it's 2-2. What do you say, Lauren, get her second strikeout of the game early on here? I know Williams is a good hitter. The 2-2 pitch, inside and high, 3-2. First base is open, but you don't want to do anything like that this early in the game. We're in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Fayetteville and Woodland. See who will go on to the state tournament and whose season will end. And the payoff pitch from Lauren, drilled up high. It might stay in play. It will not. I mean, just over the fence by about 2 feet over there by the Fayetteville dugout. So we'll do it again. Full count again. That's going to miss high, and down to first with a walk is going to be Rayleigh Williams, and that'll bring up fifth batter Emma Ellsbury, the right fielder, with two on and two out. See if we can't get a third out here. one of the things that I think hurt us in that game with Maplesville earlier today is they scored two in the first inning, and it just never seemed like we could recover. And there is a, I guess, inside and in the dirt, ball one. So one ball, no strikes. Ground ball in the hole in the left field. They're going to try to get her at the plate. The throw is there, slide into, and that's going to be a run for Woodland. The other runners move up to second and third. So it is 1-0 now. This is the point of the last game in the third inning where we were down a couple of runs and we had two outs and they got a big hit, did Maplesville. And here comes Lily Kirby. We need to try and get her out and see if we can keep this at a one-run game early on. That one's lifted foul out of play down the left field line, 0-1. So Lauren, ahead in the count, 0-1. We need an out here. Slow pitch. Off-speed pitch misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Two are out, have been for three batters now. One and one. Lift it up. Can we get to it in foul territory? It'll go off the top of the Woodland dugout, and it'll be one ball and two strikes. Sixth batter in the order up for Woodland in the bottom of the first. It's 1-0, but they got runners at second and third. There are two outs. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Drilled in the left field, another base hit. Here comes one run, another run, trying to score, and she's going to be safe. And down to second will go Kirby, and it's 3-0. Timely hitting by the Woodland Bobcats. The only two hits of the game so far, and they've come at the most inopportune time, and it's 3-0 Woodland here in the bottom of the first. So now in the seven spot will be Lucy Phillips. Another hit will probably be another run. That one's low, ball one. 3-0. Woodland jumping out early here in the bottom of the first. Long way to go, though. That one's inside. That was actually caught the inside corner, 1-1. Pretty day still here in Montgomery. There is another base hit to left field, down the left field line. That's going to be a double for the Bobcats and another run. They are wearing that inside pitch down that left field line out. And it is now 4-0 with still yet another runner in scoring position. Still, this has all happened with two outs. And you can't really fault anything with our defense. It's been hits. Three of them in a row, two singles and a double. Here's a ground ball to Taylor Hammonds at shortstop, and she'll get McDaniel out to end this four-run inning for Woodland. They step on top, 3-0. We'll come back and see if we can somehow muster some runs and get back in this thing early here. It's 4-0 Woodland. You're listening to it on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. AMIA, innovating for a better tomorrow. AMIA wishes all area athletes good luck.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornito Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you. As Fayetteville will come to the plate here in the top of the second inning, and fouling one out of play is going to be Lucy Epperson. The Bobcats sent eight ladies to the plate. They scored four times. It is 4-0, top of the second, Woodland over Fayetteville. And there's a strike from Williams, and it's 0-2 quickly on Lucy Epperson. Charlotte Kelly waits next, and then Stanley. That one drilled, and I mean that just about took the feet right out from under Williams, and that's a single for Lucy Epperson right back where it came from, and that's the first hit of the day for the Lady Wolves. Good start to the second inning. Let's see if we can't put a few on the board and try to let this team know that we can play with them. As I mentioned, they played four times already this year, and two times in regular season and two times in the area tournament. A swing and a miss by Charlotte Kelly, and it's 0-1. I told Charlotte this morning after the first game that as far away in center field as she is from this press box, I can see that pink ribbon on the back of her head, and she swings and misses again, 0-2. Her folks down here, except for Robin. Robin's probably listening again. If she is, she needs to let me know. She's still working today, I'm sure. No balls, two strikes to Charlotte Kelly. Runner at first is Lucy Epperson after the leadoff single here in the second. That one popped up. It'll get out of play. And as I mentioned, when you're around these complexes and you're in between fields, better keep your head up because a foul ball can get you at any point in time. Here's the 0-2. That one trying to paint that outside corner, and she couldn't do it. And it's 1-2 now on Charlotte Kelly. I believe it was off the plate. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Runner at first. That one is in the dirt, and it's 2-2. It's 2-2 pitch. Fouled off into the screen, and it will stay 2-2. 4-0 after one inning of play. Bobcats are in the lead. Woodland over Fayetteville, and Fayetteville now trying to get a little something going in the top of the second. Runner at first, nobody out after the leadoff hit by Lucy Epperson. That one inside, and it's 3-2. She's run it full. So Charlotte being good plate disciplined here. Stanley waits on deck. The payoff pitch to Charlotte. That's high, and two runners are on with nobody out. So Charlotte draws a walk after the hit by Lucy Epperson. And Stanley now, to me, is the, you know, she's a catalyst in this thing right here, because if she can somehow get aboard and get these bases loaded, as we get back toward the top of that order, good things could happen. You need to stay in this thing. She's going to bunt. It's pop back into the screen, 0-1. Everybody moving on the infield. But you got to be careful with that thing popping up like that. You can get a double play turned on you easily, and that's something we definitely do not need right now. Finally getting some runners on. Let's see if we can do something with it. She'll square the bunt again. She does lay it down. It's going to roll foul down that third base line, and Addison, I'm sure, now will be swinging away with a 0-2 count. Kyle Richardson broadcasting next to me over here for the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He covers everybody in Randolph County for the NFHS. And that one's fisted foul. We'll do it again. Well, Addison was just getting her feet set in that batter's box just then when that pitch was already coming from Williams. So here we go. The 0-2 pitch to Addison again, and that is a ball outside. Boy, very, very close there, but she doesn't get the call, and we'll take it. One ball and two strikes now. Runners at second is Lucy Epperson. At first is Charlotte Kelly. That one's fouled away again. Lucy Epperson started the inning with a single right back at the feet of Williams and back up the middle. And then Charlotte Kelly draws a walk, which was a good at bat. She was down in the count 0-2 and come back to draw a walk out of it. Now it's one ball and two strikes to Addison Stanley. She dribbles one down toward third. Only play? There is no play. She turned around to look at third, and Lucy was already there. And then when she turned back to go toward first, you're not going to throw out Addison Stanley. So now the bases are loaded for the Fayetteville Wolves with nobody out. And calling timeouts going to be head coach Shelton of the Bobcats. And I'll tell you what, we could use a timely hit here at the bottom of our lineup as we're a little past 2 o'clock. While I've got just a second, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network is on Kicks 100.3. WYEA and W262DI Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stewartville.
Long discussion out there in the circle, and I don't see, now I do, I see Coach Shelton out at shortstop talking with the field umpire. I don't know that maybe she may be arguing the same thing that Coach Shearer did earlier about maybe that ball coming off the plate. Listen, from where we're at, high, two stories high to about 60 yards from home plate, it's hard for us to see around a catcher, an umpire, and of course, the batter. And no sound up here, so you don't hear the words foul ball by anybody, but nevertheless, that call is going to stay the same. And the Lady Wolves have the bases juiced with nobody out, a chance to get back in this game or at least get a run or two here. And Williams Woodill to Emma Pate, and there is strike one. Now, I wondered what was taking so long with the circle meeting down there, and then I saw behind one of the poles that the coach was talking with the base umpire. That one's low and inside to Emma. One ball, one strike. And I hope Coach Allen Pate, I hope, is listening, as his granddaughter's at the plate right now. Swing and a miss by Emma. That one was kind of up in the zone, but she wanted it and took a swipe at it. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out. Now there's one out as Emma swings and misses. She had a good cut at it, but just was unable to connect, and that's one out here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring up left-handed hitting Henley McInnes. And Henley's got the bases loaded now, still only one out. A nice base hit would really do wonders for this team's confidence, if nothing else. As I mentioned, losing to this Bobcat team four times. And she shears one off foul toward Lauren Cook in that on-deck circle. 0-1. Top of the order is next with Lauren. Lauren walked to lead this game off, and she got stranded there. So the 0-1 pitch to Henley. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And down 0-2 now, you got to get up there and be a little protective and kind of fight off some bad pitches if they're close and get the one you want. And here's the 0-2 lifted on the infield and putting it away at third base is going to be, well, I tell you, that's tough there. Putting it away is McDaniel for out number two. And if Fayetteville gets the bases loaded with nobody out, they need, really, this could be a big moment in this game, not to put any pressure on Lauren, of course, but to get something out of this. Here's Lauren Cook. And that is outside 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two outs, bases loaded full of Wolves. Swing and a miss by Lauren, and she was out in front of that one. One ball, one strike. Man, we need a hit right here. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Certainly don't need to leave them loaded. And got them loaded with nobody out. What do you say, Lauren? Let's see if we can't bring them home. 1-2. And there's strikeout number four in the end to the second inning. I tell you what, swing and a miss by Lauren, and that's out number three. We get them loaded and leave them loaded. 4-0. Bobcats in the lead. You're listening to it on the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
It'll be 9-1-2 for the Bobcats coming to the plate in the bottom of the second. They own a four-run lead, and, well, I tell you, would love to have gotten some run production out of that last inning. Got them loaded with nobody out and couldn't get anybody home. And high pop to Davidson on the infield, and putting that away is going to be the shortstop. And, of course, Taylor Hammond's making the first out there. Now to bring us back to the top of the order, and that's Alyssa Taylor, who struck out looking. Now, remember, she dribbled one out to third and got to first, and that one roped foul over the left field fence. Foul. She dribbled one to third base and actually got to first, and they called it a foul ball off the plate. She ended up looking at a called third strike from Lauren Cook, so see if we can't get her out again. One out, nobody on. She lifts one high back of second base. I don't think anybody's going to get to this. They won't. And I tell you, that's just, it's another one of those things. We saw that happen with Childersburg on Tuesday against Thorsby. It just placed in a place where nobody's going to get to it. I mean, back of second base in front of center and right field. And, I mean, it's just one of those things. You get some good breaks, you lose some too. Here's Ella Waits. And now Ella walked and scored her first time. She's wanting to bunt, draws that way. Now they're trying to steal, and stealing second is going to be Taylor, and she'll stay there as the throw got out in the center field. Nice job by Charlotte Kelly out there to get that ball back into the infield. So one out, runner at second, and this is normally where they have hurt us with getting hits with runners in scoring position, even in the previous four times they played. And that pitch is high, and it's 2-0 now to Waits. She didn't try to lay down a bunt there. She was going to swing all the way, but here she is now with a 2-0 pitch. That pitch is, I guess, outside as well, 3-0. Man. So runner at second, a 3-0 count on Waits. There is one out in the inning. And the second batter in the lineup, and she'll get a four-pitch walk. So Waits on it first, Taylor on it second. One out, and here's Skylar Vann, who flied out to left field her first time. Cook taking a long look over there toward the Fayetteville dugout, getting instructions, and here we go. That one's in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Tell you one thing, Taylor has been a long way off, almost to the shortstop, after each one of those pitches. Love to see. Let's pump her out. And there's a line drive over Bella's head at third. One run is going to score. They're going to hold the other runners. And can they get her at third? They don't. Halfway between second and third was Ella Waits, and she tried to slide into third, and she did. And I thought that Epperson had her, but they call her safe. And now runners on second and third with only one out, with one run in. And Coach Shearer's out there talking to the base umpire. And I understand what he's asking. Now, the base umpire was way back of shortstop. He could not see that Bella Epperson tagged Ella Waits. So they're going to ask the home plate umpire if he's seen it better from this home plate position, which would be, and they're going to still call her safe, and I think that's the wrong call. I'm sorry. So now runners at second and third with only one out. It's 5-0. And, maybe that call doesn't make a difference, but I'm sorry. I really thought Ella Waits was out. And now got the cleanup batter up there, and Williams, who walked her first time, she swings and misses at strike one. The runner from second came around, scored easily, but they threw it to third, and Waits was halfway between second and third, and that was drilled foul down that left field line. And when she finally decided to go, Bella had her back to the bag, turned around, And I thought she beat her there, and I thought she got her tag, but they call her safe, and we're one out now. They've got runners at second and third. There's a base hit back up the middle. Kelly will throw it home. Safe sliding under the tag. Going to second is going to be Williams, and it is now 7-0 Woodland. Those are the things, like I mentioned, the breaks that you get, a call one way, a call another, a bounce of the ball one way or another, and then a big base hit. Give them the credit. I mean, they've gotten the hits the last two at-bats, but I thought they got help there a little bit. It is now 7-0 in the bottom of the second inning, and Emma Ellsbury, who got a big hit in that first innings up there, she had two RBIs. And she's up there with still just one out in the inning. The runner at second is Rayleigh Williams. The 0-1 pitch is missing, 1-1 now on Ellsbury. Kirby bats next, unless we could get some kind of double play here. That one's high, 2-1. There's a lot of teams during the course of this day leaving and starting to get hot this time of day. There's one lifted out in the center field. Can we get to it? Nice running catch by Charlotte Kelly, and she's going to whip around quick enough to keep Rayleigh Williams out there at second base. She floated over to her left into right field and made a nice running catch for out number two. So that'll bring up Lily Kirby. Kirby singled again her last time as she got another big hit with two outs in the first inning. And she lifts one high. Can we stay in play? And running into that fence over there in front of our dugout was Bella Epperson. She's okay. She didn't make the catch, but, boy, what an effort. I think she got a glove on it because our view is blocked from the dugout, but, boy, she ran clean into that fence. She's good. 0-1. There's a line drive hit back up the middle. Charlotte will get it, and they're going to try to throw this one out at home plate, and I think she's out. What a throw by Charlotte Kelly, and they nail Rayleigh Williams at the plate. And that'll do it for the Bobcats. They get three more runs and could have been close to being four, and they're going to question that call at the plate, but she was out. That one I could see. And they get three more runs. They lead it 7-0. And they're asking their runner to stop. I'm just going to hold it here for a minute. They're asking their runner on second base to stay out there. But she might as well come on back to the dugout. That call is not going to be changed. That's out number three. And that'll do it for the Bobcats. They get three more runs. They get it on three more hits. And we have one thrown out at the plate after two complete innings of play. 7-0. Woodland, you're listening to it on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornito Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PiñataMexicanGrill.com.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. The Lady Wolves down 7-0 after two innings of play. It'll be 2-3-4 here. Bella, Taylor, and Lakin. And that one's popped up in back of the shortstop. And, oh, my Lord. She never turned around, Skylar Vann, and caught it over her shoulder looking up backwards. That's incredible. That was a base hit there that was taken away. And I'll say this again. Sometimes when you're in this situation, you get the breaks and you don't. So far, we're not getting any. Here's Taylor. Taylor lifts one high to center field. And, boy, that one fooled the center fielder, Ella Waits. And she started back, and then she came in to make the catch for out number two. Two pitches, two outs. And now Lauren or Lakin Jones will be up there for the Wolves. And this third inning, we are really struggling to – catch a break. There's a little, I tell you, that was a little blooper past the pitcher. The shortstop makes a good play, comes in and throws out Lakin, and that'll be out number three. Three pitches, three outs. Don't know that can do it any quicker than that. And the Fayetteville Wolves will go back into the field in the bottom of the third inning, trailing 7-0 to the Woodland Bobcats.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Your pain relief starts here.
Hey, it's Ben Donahue. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Bottom of three, we will work. And the Lady Bobcats will send 4, 5, and 6 up there. Excuse me. They will send 7, 8, and 9 up to the plate. This here is Lucy Phillips. And she rips one into the screen, foul, 0-1. Seems like, you know, they've hit the ball very well, of course. They've got several hits with runners in scoring position, but it's the little things that have made breaks in these last two games for the Fayetteville Lady Wolves, and they just hadn't gotten a break. And that one's fouled back over the screen as well, 0-2. Just wonder if we could get a 1-2-3 inning. 7-0. Woodland in the lead, bottom of the third. Still a lot of softball left to play, but you better not let this Woodland team get on a roll like they did against Charter about an hour ago. They were smoking it. And there's another base hit in between third and short. And Lucy Phillips, the seventh hitter in the lineup, is on with a hit. And that'll bring up Kinsley McDaniel, who grounded out shortstop to Taylor Hammonds her first time. And I think Coach Shearer has seen enough to know that I think Lauren may be out of gas. And he's going to make a change. We'll have the new pitcher when we come back. Step aside and take a timeout. 7-0 Fayetteville trails. You're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Mackenzie Feltis will come to the circle for the Lady Wolves here in the early part of the bottom of the third inning. Nobody out. Leadoff batter got a hit in a 7-0 game already. You can't really wait any longer, and nothing to be ashamed of from Lauren Cole. Let me tell you something. That young lady pitched 2 brilliant games yesterday, came back and pitched another great game today, really earlier today when Fayetteville dropped 6-3 to Maplesville, who Maplesville, if you're wondering, is the team that beat this Woodland team to put them in the loser's bracket. So Lauren has pitched very well. She's just, I think, just out of gas. And there goes a runner down to second, and ball inside to McDaniel, and now you got to start thinking about shutting off this scoring onslaught by the Bobcats, because if you get down anymore, and there goes the runner going to third, she gets there, ball gets away, and she's going to score. Well, I tell you, it's a good throw, just got away from us down at third, and it's now 8-0. So Fayetteville starting to see this tournament go sour today when it went really good yesterday. That one's fouled up over on the Fayetteville dugout, and it's 1-2 to Kinsley McDaniel. And I tell you what, it's been early that teams have done it, and there's a base hit. I mean, they are wearing out that third and short hole over there in the 6th hole. Another hit, this one from the 8th batter in the lineup. And folks, these are not dribblers. This is not placement of your defense. This is line drive, just bullets. And now that'll bring up Caitlin Davidson, who flied out to Taylor Hammonds her first time. I was about to say that today it's been early on for these other two teams. I mean, here's a ground ball. This is a chance for 2. They go to 2-1. Can they turn it? They will not. But they do get the lead runner, and that is out number 1 here in the bottom of the third inning. 6-4 on that one. And now we'll go back to the top of the order, and Alyssa Taylor, who has struck out looking and walked and scored. Now we're going to get a speed-up runner for the pitcher, for the first baseman, Davidson. Trying to figure out who that's going to be. And not sure who that's going to be. I can't see a number. I'll try to get it for you here in just a second. And on that previous play, that ground ball to Taylor Hammonds, runner going from first to second was McDaniel. She never slid, and that one's popped up on the infield. And calling for it at the last minute and making the catch is going to be the first baseman, Addison Stanley. So that's out number 2 here in the third inning. Ella has gotten a base on balls 2 times. Let's see if we can't make her swing the bat here. She's been a thorn in our side. She swings it, grounds out to Stanley at first. Nice play over there at first base. we finally get them out after a not-so-big inning. However, they do score one. They get one hit, and that lady scores. So we're at the end of three innings of play. It is 8-0 in favor of Woodland. You're listening to it here on Kix 100.3.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Silicaga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Silicaga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Silicaga Parks and Recreation online at silicaga.recdesk.com for more information.
Your time is valuable, and Toyota of Silicaga gets it. That's why we're bringing the service to you with our VIP concierge service. If your car needs an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance, we'll come pick it up within 10 miles of the dealership, bring it in for service, and return it right back to you. No waiting, no hassle. Just top-quality Toyota of Silicaga care without ever leaving your home or office. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Silicaga, take advantage of VIP concierge service when life gets busy. Toyota of Silicaga. Work the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at Toyota of Silicaga.
The Fayetteville Lady Wolves will send 5, 6, and 7 to the plate. Lucy Epperson, Charlotte Kelly, and Addison Stanley. They trail by 8 here in the top of the fourth inning. They got to get something going and get it now. You can't wait any longer, and I know they're trying, but they're going to see Williams again. And I don't think that Woodland's roster, their lineup, has not changed since they got here. And there's a bunt. It's going to go foul down that first base line off the bat of Lucy. Lucy has singled and actually got to third, and that's when we had the bases loaded back in the second inning with nobody out and couldn't score. And it's just been the difference of the game. We have not hit the ball with runners in scoring position, and the Bobcats have. That's inside, 1-1. About 12 minutes till 3 o'clock if you're still in school down there at Fayetteville. Things not looking good right now, but a lot of time still left, and there is a pitch. A little high and outside, 2-1. Nobody out here as we start the fourth inning, 8-0. Lady Bobcats. There's a little bloop out in the left field. It's going to hang up just long enough. And as I mentioned, you know, those are the kind of breaks you need that ball to get down. And Lucy Phillips was able to run up under it and catch it for the first out of the inning. Kind of hoping my voice holds out for me. This is my, I think, 8th ball game of the week. And after a long 2 or 3 weeks of baseball and softball, don't want it to be over, though. I'd love to go to Chocolaca with these Lady Wolves, but they got some work to do. And there's a foul up and over the fence from Charlotte Kelly. Now, Charlotte walked. She was down in the count 0-2 back in the second inning, and she had a good plate appearance and got a walk out of it. She lifts one down this right field line. This may be trouble. And snow-coned. That one was snow-coned by Kirby at second base. And like I said, when it's going your way, it is. And when it's not, it is not. And for Fayetteville right now, it is not. Two outs now in the top of the fourth. Nobody on for Emma Pate. Or excuse me, Addison Stanley, who got a hit her last time. She takes outside and high. Ball one. So two outs and nobody on for Fayetteville here in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss at a high rise ball from Williams. And Addison is down in the count, or evens up the count, 1-1. Stanley. up there with two outs, nobody on. It's another swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. At least they're going up there and going after it. They're being aggressive, just not aggressive enough. And there is a swing and a miss. And that is the fifth strikeout of the game in four innings for Williams. And that'll do it for the Wolves. 8-0. Lady Bobcats looking to go to Oxford, whoever the winner is here. And you're listening to it right here on Kix 100.3.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Well, the Lady Bobcats will come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. They lead it by a score of 8-0 over our Lady Wolves. And it'll be 3, 4, and 5. Skylar Van, Rayleigh Williams, and Emma Ellsbury, they've been busy. Of the 8 runs that they have scored, 7 of them have been by the first 5 batters of the game. So that top of the order has been brutal for the Lady Bobcats, and Mackenzie Feltus will go back to the mound for her second inning of work in relief of Lauren Cook. And Van wanted to tie her cleat, so now we're ready to go. That one misses outside 1-0, and now you start trying to, you know, worry about the fact that if they score a couple more runs and get us out, it's going to end our season, but we hope not. And there's just a line drive bloop out in left center field, and they're going to try for 2, and Van is there, and that's going to be a leadoff double for Skylar Van. Rayleigh Williams will come to the plate, just placed out there in a position. Good base hit, but I thought we might could hold her to a single. Charlotte Kelly got over there and got to it quick, but it's going to be a double, and there's a line drive base hit out in front of left fielder. This time we get it in pretty quick with McGinnis and hold the runner at third, and we throw it to third, so she stays right there. Now runners at the corners with nobody out. And here's Emma Ellsbury now. She has singled and flied out to center. First pitch to Emma is outside, 1-0. So runner at first is pitcher Williams. Runner at third is shortstop Van. Nobody out. Feltus with the 1-0 pitch, fouled away at the plate, 1-1. Nobody out. In this bottom half of the fourth inning, it is 8-0. Lady Bobcats. There's a ground ball foul down past third, and we'll do it again. Lots of teams came here Monday morning with the thoughts of getting to Chocolonca Park, and so far in Talladega County, these Fayetteville Lady Wolves have made it further than anyone. That one gets away from Feltis, comes back, and boy, I tell you what, Lakin Jones did a great job. She got that ball and run that player back to third. Rayleigh Williams did go to second from first, so now the runners are at second, third with nobody out and a 2-2 count on Emma Ellsbury. But a lot of teams down here this week with a hopes and dreams of making it to the state tournament. And that one's low, 3-2. And so far, I think we're the only games, maybe one other game playing right now. So Ellsbury at the plate, 3-2 count, runners at second and third. And there's another, would have been a hit, and Taylor Hammonds makes a diving stop. The throw at first was not in time. Run will score. But I'm going to tell you what, that's a heck of a play by the junior shortstop for the Lady Wolves. Runners will be at first and third now. Still with nobody out. She saved another run because that ball was going to go into left center field. So it is now 9-0. Runner at first takes second. This one's fouled down out of the way off the bat of Kirby. Kirby has singled and scored, and she's also singled again. And that's when we cut down Williams at the plate on the great throw by Charlotte Kelly from center field. It is now 9-0. And another line drive base hit in the left field. And that makes it 10-0. Runners now will be at first and third again. And I'd like to know, I'll count up now. They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hits in. We're in the fourth inning with nobody out. And there's a swing and a miss by Kirby, or excuse me, by Phillips. And it's 0-1. And they're getting around on those pitches because of all those hits. You know, they have wore out that left field line, and our left fielder has been a busy young lady. McGinnis has done a great job, but there's another one popped up, this time to Taylor Hammonds, and she catches that for out number one. So 10-0, runners on first and third now for McDaniel. McDaniel has grounded out and singled. And she'll be up there with runners at the corners and one out. So Fayetteville will have to at least get one to stay alive. And that pitch misses outside. Down to second will go Kirby. So runners at second and third now with one out and a 1-0 count on Kinsley McDaniel. She bats eighth in the order. Be nice if we could get her and the next lady out. There's a high fly ball, and Charlotte's going to run that down into center field, and they're going to tag, delayed tag from third. Runner at second stays put. Nice job again by Charlotte Kelly out there in center field, and that's out number two. But it is now 11-0. That's pretty much a little insurance run. Now we'll at least have to have two when we come in the top of the fifth. But we got to get there first. Caitlin Davidson has flied out to short and hit into a fielder's choice. She lifts one high and deep to left center field, but Charlotte Kelly's going to motor over and get under that and make the catch for out number three. So they get four in the first, three in the second, one in the third, and now three here in the fourth. It is 11-0 in favor of the Bobcats. Fayetteville got to have two runs to stay alive.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornito Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Sylacauga, are you ready? Super Sports Weekend is back May 16th and 17th. It all starts with Food Truck Friday, then Saturday brings the action. Cornhole, pickleball, disc golf, a 5K run, beach volleyball, and more. And the best part? Every event supports local civic groups, making a real difference. Sign up now at sylacauga.recdesk.com and be part of the fun. Super Sports Weekend. Play hard, give back.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Top of the fifth. We need two runs to keep our season alive, and we'll try to get it with I believe we're going to have a pinch hitter up there. I was going to say Emma Pate. Not sure. I'll try to figure this out. I believe that's Gum up there at the plate with a 1-1 count. So it'll be 8-9-1. There's a strike. One ball, two strikes. So Fayetteville needs two runs or they'll see their season come to an end. But what a run they've had here. And, of course, trying to get runners on base here late in this game. And there is an outside pitch. And it's 2-2. Two and two, foul back into the screen by Gum, and we'll do it again. I'd like to say hello to my good buddy D. Martin, Daryl Martin, listening in Sylacauga and retired now and man of leisure. He'll get on to me for that. That ball's fouled down the first baseline. We'll do it again from Gum, and but yeah. It's been a long week of softball down here for not only myself. Michael Giddens was down here Monday and Tuesday. And that one's low, and it's 3-2 on Gum. And Fayetteville has fared longer. And I guess, you know, they won two games yesterday, and they've lost the earlier game today and not looking good right now. That one's fouled away again, Sylacauga. Went 2-2 on the week. They went 1-1 on Monday and then went – actually, I think they went 3-2, didn't it? Yeah. And ended up defeating Shelby County to send them home and then lost. And there's a strikeout of Gum, and that's out number one here in the fifth inning. So time running out on the Lady Wolves, and – Henley McGinnis will come to the plate. And she bats in the ninth spot, and I believe that'll be Feltis who will get a bat for coming in for Cook. She swings and foul tips that one into the mid of the catcher, so still strike one. Foul back into the screen again, 0-2. Rayleigh Williams just couldn't get anything over on her. We've gotten a couple of hits here or there. Actually, two hits into the game. But just couldn't get them home when we needed to. Had the bases loaded and nobody out back in the second inning. And just couldn't get them home. And now One ball and two count strike on Henley McGinnis. One out. She fouls one out, up and over into the crowd. And stays one and two. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth and an 11 to nothing. Woodland lead. That one's outside. Two and two now. I believe that will be Feltus. Not sure who will be coming up to bat next. I believe it is. That'll be Mackenzie Feltus. 2-2 pitch. Grounded down towards second. Kirby will throw that over to first in time for out number two. And Mackenzie Feltus will be the last hope for the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. And Coach Winchester Shear and his staff have done a great job. It's not over yet. You like to, you know, say it's not over till it's over, but I tell you, looking like it's going to end here. And Feltus drilled one down the left field line, foul. 0-1. And the two teams that'll be headed to Oxford in 1A will be the Maplesville Devils, and it looks like the Woodland Bobcats there. Strike two over the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-2 now on Feltus, and we're down to our last strike. The 0-2 pitch. That's a little too far outside, 1-2. And no, they wanted that pitch, and that wasn't a strike. I'm sorry. The 1-2, lifted high on the infield. Third baseman glove up under it. And the Lady Bobcats will be going to Oxford in the state tournament as they defeat the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville by a score of 11-0. Well, it's been a great week here at Montgomery's Lagoon Park. It has come to a close. And, of course, stay tuned to Radio Alabama Sports for all of the updates on everything. And we'll see if we're going to be covering any high school jamborees next week. If not, we'll be back on board with you when football season comes around. Until then, God bless you, everybody, and we'll see you next time on Kicks 100.3 with all of these high schools with all their sports. And glad to have all of our sponsors aboard. Thank you to all of them for all of their support.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.